And we're back. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Did you learn anything on our previous segment, Bonnie?
Yes.
I'll speak for me.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm really not very smart anymore.
No.
Maybe I wasn't ever. I don't know. Well, chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastenheimer joins us now. She was a little tied up on the highways on her way here. Today we're getting a taste of a cuisine that's increasingly popular from South America.
Yes, we are. And hello, and I'm glad to be here. And yes, do not go
she
down.
She called ahead saying she might be late.
$3.95 is chock-a-block. Do not get on it.
You could have used that meditation there, Linda.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Peruvian food. Anticucho. I hope that's right. Anticucho, ají amarillo. Well, if you haven't heard these terms yet, you're going to, because Peruvian restaurants are really, really popular now. Bonnie's nodding her head as she's eating. And Sanjay Dawadi is the executive chef at Koya Restaurant and Bar, and he's here to tell us more about this amazing cuisine and also how Koya is going to be celebrating Peru's Independence Day on July 28th. So welcome, Chef Sanjay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You brought this food in, and Bonnie's been gorging herself on it. Okay, so we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions for our chef here, Sanjay? Or what is your favorite Peruvian dish? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Or email is radio@WLRN.org.
And our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's on vacation this week. He'll be back next week.
I wonder what he's doing right now.
Well, probably,
probably having a drink,
champagne.
Yeah.
Probably. Anyway, he gives out the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns, and you can also read Fred's wine column. It's in Saturday's Miami Herald. He did, though, send some Peruvian information for us, so we'll more on that later. But now let's go to Sanjay. Sanjay, you mentioned to me before the show that Koya serves true Peruvian cuisine with a contemporary twist. So what's true Peruvian cooking?
I mean, true Peruvian cooking really is just a basis of ceviches, anticuchos, papas secas. And what I try to do, or what I have been doing for the last 2.5 years, is using the best of Peru and using the best of the Western techniques and putting them all together.
I'm going to stop you right there, because what is anticucho?
Anticucho is like, see, Peruvian food is a big influence of Japanese, Chinese, and Spanish food. So from this Japanese influence, you have the yakitoris. And what they've done is they call themselves the anticuchos. So they're just skewers of meat, fish, vegetables, cooked on charcoal.
In the Japanese style. So that's why you have all this fusion of all these wonderful Asian flavors.
Exactly.
And South American flavors.
Absolutely.
Altogether.
I mean, like, again, you know, like one of the favorite anticuchos, which we are doing for our Independence Day as well, is ox heart anticuchos.
Ox heart?
Exactly. So like about 90% of the people, I will not tell them what it is. And they're going to say, because if I tell you that this is an ox heart anticucho, a lot of people are going to be saying, oh, I don't want this. But when you have it, it just melts in your mouth, because it's a combination of some spices, some vinegar, some olive oil, some black pepper, and some oregano. And what happens with the vinegar, it cooks it, it just melts it. So it's just, when you taste it, it just melts in your mouth, really.
He's tasting it as in his mouth as he's talking.
Hey, listen, I can talk about food all day.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. And so what you do is you take all of these traditional dishes.
Correct.
And then you add some...
Some of my own touches. So say, example, we have a ceviche clásico. So for that, I just use this beautiful Florida red snapper, and we just follow the whole procedure of what we do in Peru. The only difference is in Peru, when you go, people cut the fish into big chunks. Mine is cut into really, really finely diced, all equal sizes. And it's mixed with this leche de tigre.
You've said a lot of things.
Yes.
That's the tiger's milk. And that's what we do every morning at 11:30 when I speak to my chefs, is the tiger's ready.
What's in it?
So it's fish stock made very not like the French. It's just what I want is a flavor of the sea. So that's what exactly, that's the first attempt. The next thing is we add some coriander, sorry, which you call it cilantro here, some onions, and we blitz that with some ginger. And that becomes the base with some freshly squeezed lime juice. And that base, now to that we either add ají limo, all these different chilies, ají limo, ají amarillo.
So ají means chili.
Correct.
Okay.
So it's not
and
a classic.
Why is it called tiger?
It's not a classic fumet.
No, it's not.
How do you like that, Linda?
I like your French.
Joe, I'm impressed that you yes. even knew what that was. So now, but, sorry, Bonnie.
I want to know why it's called tiger's milk.
Because, what? Again, what you have is like, take a fish, you add some lime juice and some salt, and when the water, you'll have some residue, and that residue looks like milk. And the reason it's called tiger's milk, I don't know why they call it tiger, but I think it sounds, I like the sound of it.
Okay.
Leche de tigre, you know?
Bonnie, you've been eating the ceviche.
Corn. The corn.
And the corn, but he's been talking about the ceviche. Yes. So tell us about that, because it's unbelievable.
Well, it melts in your mouth, actually. Not,
but there's this wonderful flavor.
The gorgeous
I can't
flavors.
What
Let
is,
me see.
And it's crunchy. So what's well, in some. It?
So we have, again, the Peruvians are known for their corn. And one of the corns which you have is called cancha. And what you do with the cancha is you fry that. And it's amazing because...
It's regular corn kernels that are fried?
No, this is called choclo. It's a
Peruvian
choclo.
Corn.
That's
okay.
The big one in here?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Looks
and
like a clove of garlic almost. Yeah,
and it's so meaty. It's like, I love sweet corn, but this is a very unusual type of corn as well, you know? And it's only... We are trying at the moment also that I want to get it grown in Florida as well, in Miami. So that's the project of the year this year as well,
okay.
To have everything
so
grown
in,
here.
In we have red snapper in there?
Correct.
And
so we have red snapper, leche de tigre. We have some chopped chilies, some ají limo, some sliced onions, some cilantro, some sweet potatoes, because the sweet potato gives you the sweetness
is.
Because
yes.
It's so spicy as well.
Because so some ceviches are too acid.
Exactly.
Too much.
Would you chunk it up smaller so that it'll be more thoroughly cooked in the acid?
No, I will just chunk it up at the right size, which is like about a centimeter, no, or even a half a centimeter by a half centimeter.
It's about a half inch to an inch.
Yeah.
A half inch, really. Yeah.
And the thing, the beauty also is, what we need to do is when we are making a ceviche is to get the right balance. You need to get the right balance of the fish. You need to get the right balance of the chilies and the lime. So when you have it, they all in harmonize each other. One should not go over the other thing as well.
That's wonderful because I don't always like, as everyone knows, a hot, hot, spicy food.
Yes.
But this was just delicious.
Spices and chilies should be used to tingle your tongue. Not to taste of it.
I love that. And it does tingle your tongue. And Bonnie can't talk because she's busy eating.
No, I finally swallowed.
So and now tell us about the corn that she's got.
Again,
that is
well, like I was saying, corn is big in Peru. And one of the things which I love, in especially in Miami as well, is the sweet corn. The sweet corn is what it is. It's sweet. So what I've done is we have like four or five different types of corn. So we have steamed sweet corn, we have Jasper's sweet corn, which I'd like to talk
about.
We're going
about to talk Jasper about Jasper in a minute, yes.
Which is like a charcoal sweet corn. And then you have the cancha, which I was talking to you about before. And then you have also the choclo. So you have these four different corns. And what I do is I make a dressing with some rice wine vinegar, some mirin, some olive oil. And some chopped chilies, and that's it. Simple as that.
But
just
it's so nice because it's got the sweetness, it's got the crunchy,
it has the
and
it's got all these different
and I can't talk because it's my mouth is watering.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's what, you know, when I first came up with this dish as well, I never envisaged that it's going to be the most popular, one of the most popular dishes in Coya. I mean, when we opened Coya in London, you know, me speaking to my vegetable guy, and said, like, okay, can I please have 200 sweet corns for the weekend? I mean, the guy just fell off his chair. It's like, what? 200? It's like, exactly. And now it's like everyday business, really.
Right. Well, now you mentioned Jasper. So what is, you have a Jasper oven. It's one of two in Miami. So what
yeah,
is
I'm,
it?
Yeah, I mean, Jasper oven is it's made in Spain. We are the only restaurant, I believe, to have two Jaspers and a 3-year-old Rubata.
Rubata is an open grill.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Now Jospa is it's just an oven, which is fired with charcoal.
But it looks like a regular oven with a
correct.
Door.
Yes.
A closed door. I've seen it.
And it has you can control the smoke. You can close the shutter so that all the smoke when is emitted, it stays within the Jospa.
This is an oven that works on charcoal.
Absolutely.
There's charcoal burning inside the oven.
Exactly. So all the steaks, when you have a steak at Chikoya, or when you have the tiger prawns or the lobsters, it's all beautifully done up.
Okay. We have a phone call. Hello, Ariana in Coral Gables. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Do you have a question?
Hi, everybody. Yes, I've been in Coya a couple of times. I love it. I'm Peruvian. I was born in Peru, raised in Peru, and I live in the state for the past 30 years. And I'm very glad the Peruvian food, it's now all over the world, basically.
Right. Yes.
Question. I love cooking, and I wanted to ask Chef what he thinks about the famous quinoa.
Okay. What about quinoa?
I know. We only have
about a minute.
Quinoa, for me, is, to be honest, one of the nicest salads you can have. It's very healthy. It's very fresh. And what we do at Coya at the moment is I serve it with some tamarind dressing, with some mixed herbs. So what we do is like a tabbouleh. Exactly.
Yeah.
So instead of, and we have a lot of cilantro, mint, and parsley. Mixed together with some tamarind. So you have the sweetness and the sourness at the same
time.
You don't have it in your menus yet, do you?
Pardon?
Do you have it in your menu now?
Yes, I do, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Ariana, run over there. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you.
Okay.
tell them when you come.
Okay. Yes, I will. Okay.
We're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Coya Executive Chef Sanjay Dwivedi. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we're talking with Coya Restaurant Executive Chef Sanjay Dwivedi. He's been telling us about their special style of Peruvian food. And they are going to be having some Independence Day celebrations on July 28th. And they sound wonderful. Before I go to Dinner in Minutes, there's a contest for that, isn't there?
Correct,
Chef,
yeah.
Tell us.
If you try out Instagram page, what we've done is we're just doing a competition where you have some football stars. You have to name them. You have to tell us the year. And the first person who gets it right gets a free meal. With a partner, and I will come and say hello to them personally.
You mean soccer the year of what? Style football?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
What's the Instagram address?
It's Coya. Coya Miami.
Coya Miami. Okay.
There's one in Dubai also.
Correct. Yeah, we have one in Dubai, and now the original one was in London. Then we opened Dubai, and then we opened Miami.
Okay. Well, it's Dinner in Minutes time.
Yes.
For those time when you're not going to be going to Coya. And today's dinner is walnut-crusted tuna kebabs with onion and pepper rice. These can be grilled outside or on a stovetop grill. And the tuna kebabs have a crunchy coating of chopped walnuts, and they're cooked on skewers with rings of zucchini and plump grape tomatoes. And then we have for the side dish some brown rice with some green peppers and onion. Now, to make the tuna kebabs, I mix some apricot jam and some chopped walnuts. And I cover it, and the chef, he's nodding. Oh, it sounds okay, right, Chef?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Okay. And I thread the tuna and vegetables on skewers. And here's my tip. I've always put the meat, whatever I'm going to put on a kebab, on one skewer, and I put my vegetables on another because they cook at different times and temperatures and all. So it makes it easier to time your cooking. And so that's really simple. I make from the brown rice, it's Dinner in Minutes. I use microwavable brown rice, and I use chopped onion and chopped green bell peppers, they're frozen. So first I put those in the microwave for a minute, take those out, put the rice in, mix them all together. Really simple, easy recipe, walnut-crusted tuna kebabs with onion and pepper rice. That's at dinnerinminutes.com, the complete recipe and a photograph. And please follow me on Twitter, that's at L. Gassenheimer. Now, as I mentioned, Fred Tasker is on vacation, but he sent us in his drinks suggestion. And he says, if you travel to Peru, there's only one alcoholic beverage you have to try. It's pisco. And pisco means little bird in the language of Peru's Quancha. Did I say that right? Quancha Indians?
Yes.
Yes? It's powerful and a bit controversial. We'll get to the controversial part later, I suppose. Technically, it's brandy, made like other brandies. You pick the grapes, you ferment them into wine, then you distill the wine into liquor with about, 40% alcohol. just like other brandies, scotches, gins, or vodkas. But Peru considers pisco its national drink, yes?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And caught up in the country's history and honor, Peruvian historians say it was developed in the 16th century by Spanish settlers. And it was an alternative to, now you told me, Sanjay, that you had never heard of this Arujo.
No, I never heard of that word before, no.
It was an imported Spanish brandy. Mm. And it's made with grape juice. And adding water to the skins and the stems. It's kind of like grappa or mark.
It would be, yes, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
So and you can drink lots of it at one time.
You do drink lots of it at one time?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Can't imagine.
And you feel good the next morning as well. 40% alcohol is good.
You feel good the next morning?
You feel good the next morning?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, mm. Okay.
It's pure spirit, you know, that's what it is.
He's sitting here with this big, huge smile on his face. Okay, Peru. Fred says, Peru is very strict about its pisco. There are three categories. Pure pisco is made with only one variety of local grapes. Mm-hmm. And then Anchelado, correct?
Yes.
Is made from a blend of eight grapes. The third, most expensive kind, is called Mosto Verde.
Yes.
It's made with grapes whose fermentation is stopped short of becoming a regular wine. So it has a sweetness and sugar left there. So the drink you have to try, according to Fred Tasker, is Pisco Sour.
Yes.
And he gives a recipe for it. Fred is giving us a recipe, okay?
Wow.
take out your blender, first of all, he says. Then you have 2 ounces of Pisco, a tablespoon each of sugar and lime juice, a teaspoon of pasteurized egg whites, and you whirl it with 2 or 3 ice cubes. Correct?
Yes? Absolutely, yes.
All right.
It's such an easy drink to make at home as well. Good lime juice is a good secret. Nice and cold. Egg whites, pasteurized, make sure they're pasteurized as well. And the beauty of it is, like what I do at Coya, we have 30 different infusions of piscos. So whatever we have in season, we are making piscos. Yesterday I made orange with cinnamon and some vanilla. We have raspberries, we have strawberries.
And all of that
apples, pineapple and the jasper. Lavender, rosemary. So yeah, there's enough for everyone to have.
And it sounds to me like you test them all.
Yeah. Every night.
And what's the controversial?
Okay, the controversy. Coming to that. All right. The controversial part is that Chile, Peru's neighbor to the south, also claims pisco as its drink. Bonnie's eyes opened up wide now. The two countries have been arguing over this for 400 years. As recently as a liquor seminar in New Orleans in 2012. It's an argument that probably will never be settled.
Absolutely, yeah. And I have to say something which I might make people upset about this, but I think the Peruvians are great when it comes to pisco, and the Chileans are very good when it comes to the football. I think that's what it is.
Oh, is that how you want to put it? Okay.
Yeah, that's how I want to put it. So take it as it comes.
Please don't call the station. Just contact Sanjay, please.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Go see him.
I love you all, guys. Don't worry.
And let's just talk for a minute about Peruvian Independence Day is July 28th. Yes. And so, you're going to have something at the restaurant.
Yeah. So apart from that, Instagram, Facebook, Coya Miami, what we're talking also is like, I just want to just promote Peru on that day as well. It's a big day for Peruvians. So we're doing some pisco sours at $10 only. We're just doing ceviches. We're doing causas. We're doing tequinos, oxide anticuchos. And let's celebrate, you know, the big occasion for Peruvians.
So I would suggest that if you're going to go there on July 28th, that you make reservations.
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
And what time do your celebrations start?
Start at 6 o'clock, they'll probably end up at 6 o'clock at night. I don't know. We see how it goes. You know, we know all good parties happen without planning, you know.
Okay. All right, that sounds great. Now we've talked about a lot of different Peruvian foods, but we missed out on what? Dessert.
Ah, yes. Dessert.
So tell us a little bit about Peruvian desserts.
Again, you know, like we were talking about, one of the beautiful the dessert is very hot now in Miami. So One of the desserts which Peruvians have is a chicha morada, which is purple
corn. Chicha
morada.
Okay.
Which is called purple corn. And what it is, it looks purple. You cannot eat it. But what the Peruvians do is they add pineapple skins, apples, cinnamon, cloves, star anise, water, sugar.
Star anise?
Star anise, which is like
Star anise.
Yeah.
Star anise, yes. Okay. That's all right.
water, sugar, and you bring it to the boil. And then that is what people have as a
drink.
But using that basis, I make that into now a dessert, which is, so I use that water to make a granite. We make a
sorbet. And a granite is a sort of a grainy sorbet.
Exactly. Yeah. A granite is like crushed ice, you know, flavored with... And then we have these beautiful local strawberries and raspberries and blueberries.
Blueberries, yeah.
So it's gluten-free, it's dairy-free. So again, you know, it's a refreshing thing to have at the end of the meal.
Well,
and then we have chicharrón. We have loads of different things.
So what's another dessert?
We do one of the most beautiful chocolates which you can get from Peru. It's called Fortunata number 4. Comes especially from Peru. Chocolate which is not used by many chefs all over the world. So I love this chocolate.
How much cocoa does it have in it?
60%.
Sounds like we're going to love this chocolate.
Oh, nice. I mean, I know we are running out of time, but if somebody reads the history of Fortunata number 4, it's very interesting. But what I do is I make it a fondant with that, with a coconut center served with white chocolate ice cream. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Oh, well, Bonnie, how about it? Shall
Sounds
we go?
Good. We should go.
Okay. Well, it's been a really, really tasty week. Chef Sanjay Dwivedi, thank you so much for joining us and for the very delicious food.
Thank you very much,
Chef,
for having me. Thank you.
Koya Restaurant and Bar is located at 999 Brickell. And Fred Tasker is going to be back with us next week.
Okay.
And, excuse me, Joe and Bonnie, you ate well today.
Indeed.
We did.
Well, next week we're going to be talking with Bill Talbert, President and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Chef Ralph Pagano about Miami Spice Month's coming up.
All right.
All right. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join us then.